here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, the big one circling at the moment is the fact that Australia Post under the pump, their CEO, their chief executive there, Miss Holgate, has brought four watches, over $3,000 each, $12,000 to give to some senior executives that got a really good deal over the line. For in other words, they did their job.
Yes. Exactly.
They did their job. Also spending $900,000 a year on plants around all the offices of Australia Post at the moment. And you sit there and go, well, hang on, no one's at work. Everyone's working from home. So why do you need pot plants? So just a huge waste of money. But
well,
it's going to be interesting to see what happens. ScoMo says, you've got to step down. She's on $2 million a year. So if you're on $2 million, why didn't you just buy the watches for $12,000 if you wanted to give them a present? But I don't reckon the watches were brought this year. Because they received them this year. So if they're coming from the Australia Post...
Good point, actually. Good
I reckon
point.
It must have been at least 2018.
You're spot on. I was tracking at the Post.
Yeah.
This is the best news. This is weird. I put this up on my Instagram the other day because I love 80s toys. And they're back, people. I'll be front and centre, camping overnight, elbows out at Aldi for next Saturday.
Okay.
Is it all next the retro Saturday? Toys yeah. are coming out.
Oh, you beauty.
Yeah, everything from... Care Bears, the original mold of the, I was going to say pool ponies, but My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cool. Also, Pound Puppies. Who didn't have a Pound Puppy? The Spirograph. You know when it used to do all those wicked shapes on the paper?
Like little cogs.
This throwback's amazing. You ready?
Mm.
The Slinky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I could never get that walking down.
But see,
no, me either.
Couldn't you?
No.
Mom,
no,
I think it was the best
you do one, and then just roll down the rest of
it. I reckon it was a rort.
No, no. We're the best airs. They were huge and they were carpeted. Absolutely perfect for
so
a
So your
slinky.
Slinky would just work all the way there?
Work. Yeah, it did. It honestly did. It was unreal.
Yeah,
but
we
I don't know if the kids.
Carpeted stairs.
See, there you go. Yeah. I don't know if the kids will get into it. So I'll go, really?
Yeah.
Boring.
So,
you can't control it with an app.
Yeah, that's true. But why stop there? I mean, for the girls, you'd remember Rainbow Bright. The Viewmaster. Remember that?
Yeah.
The Glowworm when you were scared at night and its head would light up.
Yeah.
Remember the Glowworm?
Yeah, Caitlin had one of them.
Etch-a-Sketch, Teddy Ruxpin, He-Man. I mean, where do you stop?
Nah.
Just stop me. Otherwise,
Etch-a-Sketch was a big one for me.
It was huge, wasn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Ours was called Magna Doodle.
Yeah, Magna Doodle.
Stop playing with your Magna Doodle.
Yeah. Oh,
what
didn't
about
get
the Cabbage Patch?
Yeah.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
No, I wish. What was yours called?
What? Cabbage Patch Kids?
I didn't have a Cabbage Patch Kids. No.
My sisters did.
I had Ike. I had a boy.
Oh, I know an Ike up here. His loose unit, Ike.
Where's Ike?
I still have my Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, do you? I was going to say, where's Ike now?
Yeah, in my treasure chest.
Oh, that's right. Girls used to have those.
Yeah, my word.
Yeah.
Look, all the omen bets for the grand final are taking place at the moment. I can tell you that the Tigers at Dream World were given two boxes to choose from. Mm. They picked the Melbourne Storm and the Richmond Tigers to win the grand final. So, of course, the Tigers. Tigers. But I think we've got to go then to split it because they're biased. We've got to go to the Penguins of SeaWorld.
Oh, yes.
Who did they pick?
They pick Richmond as well.
Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Look, I think the Tigers have picked the Tigers because that's where the sausages were hidden in the box.
Exactly.
Good point.
And that is what you need to know.